Do you have a different name for the cornbread that you cook on top of the stove?
Turnover cornbread.
Turnover cornbread. Okay. And how do you make your cornbread, and what kind of a shape or?
You mean in the, if you got, we just beat it up and put in the skillet, cook it. It's round, round.
It would be a round.
Round cornbread.
Kind of thick or?
Yeah, you could cook them thick or you could cook them thin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of time in the big crowd, you cook them thick so they'll go long way.
Okay. You got a different name for it if it's a thick kind or?
Just a thick cornbread. And if it's thin, you call it a thin cornbread.
Okay. Would you call it a cake of cornbread or
a
pole?
Yeah, cake of cornbread. That's what you cook on top and turn it over. That's a cake of cornbread.
Oh, okay.
And if you put it in the oven, that's a baked cornbread.
Okay. Do you ever put any kind of vegetables in your cornbread or meat stuff to season it?
No, well, nah, sometimes you get to put some butter and egg. And make a kind of fancy cornbread like that.
But you don't normally put any eggs in it?
More or less in cooked cornbread, I put eggs in it.
Do you?
I used to didn't put them in it. More or less now, and I cook the cornbread, I put eggs in it.
Okay. Right. How about something else made out of cornmeal that would be kind of like pudding or mushy type stuff?
What you thinking about? We used to cook a big old, we had a big old, I think the pan hold about, just like maybe this about 15 pieces. And we would cook that big old cornbread in that and have it kind of thick. Call that a big old pound of cornbread.
How about something that's kind of wet? You don't cook it till it's dry. You eat it like a mush or something? Did you ever eat anything like that? Okay. How about grits? Do you eat those?
Yeah, I use grits. I used to eat it every morning, but I got so I can use oatmeal more than mine.
You call it grits even when it's cooked? Cooked or?
Or the raw. Grits.
Okay. What about where they take the whole kernel of the corn and cook that?
You're talking about beet hominy.
I
hadn't had none of that in years and years, but we used to cook that. Take the whole corn and put some water on it and let it swell. And a lot of times you scrub it and all that outside hood come over. And then, when you cook it, and then you take it and scrub it and all that outside, and then you put in some grease or something, that's a good eat.
Cook it with grease.
That used to be a good eat.
And then you just eat it like you would corn or something.
Call that beet hominy.
Okay. All right. I never tried it. I don't know.
You know about it, Em. You done read about it or something.
Yeah, that's right. I hadn't tasted it, though. And how about of the corn? Is there any kind that you grow to eat yourself as opposed to?
Yeah, you can grow corn and call it the sweet corn and get it, you know, and before it dry. That's something good, too.
Okay. Now how about where the corn's growing, you know, the big stalk? Has a little thing up at the top. What would you call that?
The tarsal in the top.
How about around the ears of corn? Those leaves like?
Oh, the little small leaves. You mean what you call them? You always just call them little blades around the corn.